This is Ozarks at Large. It has been quite the week in national politics. Last Tuesday, President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden faced off in the first presidential debate. By Friday, the conversation about how the debate, which was full of interruptions, proved less than informative for American voters, was overshadowed by news of the president's COVID-19 diagnosis and a subsequent hospitalization. That whirlwind of a week and what comes next was the focus of a conversation between Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business and Politics and John Brummett, political columnist for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. During their weekly conversation, which they recorded yesterday prior to the president's release from the hospital, Roby asked about the future of presidential debates.
Should we have a second and third presidential debate based on the first debate alone and now under these circumstances?
No. I think it's risky. You know, I think that Biden and his advisor is probably thinking about what can we say no? Because we came out of the last one looking good. He came out looking bad. Now it may have contributed to spreading of the virus. The second one may conflict a little bit with his quarantine period or maybe others around him. Could we get out of that? Because I think the race is in good shape right now for Joe Biden, better shape than I thought it would be at this point. And it'd be to his advantage not to have to endure any threat of gaffe or meltdown caused by Trump's bullying. So,
of course, Trump was pushing back on the next debates already because the Presidential Commission on Debates
wanted to change the rules.
But
basically to say behave, I think, is basically what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to go along with that. I would prefer, for the good of the country and the good of our political dialogue, that we not have any, frankly. This last one served no purpose other, I think, something kind of happened.
Oh, really?
A few voters out there said, wow, Trump's a wild man. What an offensive bully. I didn't know he was this bad. I was so afraid of the liberals. Maybe a little shift.
There was a tiny bump in the polls in Biden's favor, but he already had a fairly
he was 9-7 to 11 points ahead. There's one poll that has him, what, 14?
Right.
That's a little more than tiny. 14, I mean, 9 points is a landslide in the presidential race because so much is baked in already. I think Biden would certainly be better off if we had no further debates. I think public health would be better off. And I think the American citizenry would be better off by being spared the kind of political dialogue we had to endure a week ago.
Honestly, I can make the argument, I'm not sure it helps Trump to do another debate either if it had the negative effect that the first debate had. So, I mean, there could
be his choice would be more of the same, go all in on trying to get Joe to break down and cry or make a horrible gaffe because I'm going to browbeat him about his kid or whatever, everything, just talk over. Or try to show a new, softer side of Trump, which is not his nature, which I don't think would do him any electoral good, even though some people might say, well, thank goodness he behaved better. I just really wish we didn't have to do two more. It would be wonderful.
Well, we'll see what happens on that.
Well, yeah, that's all we can say about that.
So it has been described as the Faustian bargain between Republicans in the legislature, Republicans in general, acquiescing to Donald Trump as their president. They do have a potential third Supreme Court justice to place with Amy Coney Barrett. How do the optics play out for the Republicans pushing forward with this Barrett nomination now under the guise of Republican senators have COVID-19, the president and his circle of influence have clearly got it, and it was, by all accounts, may have started at a press announcement to show off the new Supreme Court nominee.
Well, I can only answer with my view, which is going to irritate the right wing, but I've done that before a time or two over these decades. The optics already were a loser. I said that from the beginning. More people think you shouldn't behave in a hypocritical way, contradicting your principle before to rush this through. It was the rushing was because it matters more to the conservative movement to have the permanency of a 6-3 advantage on the Supreme Court than to harm yourself in this campaign. And there was a thought that by shoring up that support. Maybe it could be a political wash or somehow helpful. I thought it was a loser always, just the tactic of going forward. This makes all of that has happened. Right now, the optics, I think, are horrible for Republicans. They're running around two or three more every day tweeting, "I got it. I got it." And then you can go see pictures of them unmasked, hugging and carrying on in a way that invited it. And then you've got that maybe a lot of these cases spread from the very announcement of the very conservative Supreme Court justice when they all got together to celebrate it on a Saturday night and were hugging each other and breathing the virus on each other. And now you got three Republican senators, two on the Judiciary Committee, who are in the early stages of the period of convalescence, quarantine, having the virus. They don't have three to spare if Collins and Murkowski say no. They can't move forward. If they somehow wrangle some way now to move quickly, I think the optics become even worse. I think this whole thing just makes the Republicans look bad.
Well, you're horribly biased, John.
I mean, perhaps I am.
You're a left-of-center columnist.
Well, yes, I am left-of-center some days. But I think that's my political analysis. To offset it, I'll tell you this. I think this whole business of carrying on, and you'll disagree with this, I bet, this whole media frenzy, oh, we're not getting straight answers out of the doctor. Any president, if Obama had this virus, the doctors would want to put the finest to discuss it in the most positive terms as possible for personal political reasons, for national interest reasons. Let's not say, we don't need to go out there and say, hey, the president can't breathe right now, oh Lord, oh Lord. You don't have to say that. We've managed to win a world war with a president we didn't know couldn't stand. So I got the impression last week we got the White House and his doctors going out of their way to say he's fine, and we got the media in this frenzy to say, no, he's not, no, he's not. He's going to be what he is, and he's going to recuperate and be back on the job or not. I just think all of that has been a little bit overdone. The point of it, as I put on Twitter this morning, it's all a microcosm of his entire presidency. Yep. It just puts it all into this one case.
So let's move down ballot with all of these machinations happening at the national level. Does it play out in Senate races and congressional races, maybe even our own congressional District 2 here in Arkansas?
I think so. You know, I may be sitting here next March when we finally decided how it all turned out, saying, well, I overstated the detriment to the Republicans, but right now, today, I think Trump is way down. I think French Hill is down. I think Senate battleground states are down. And I can see a major Democratic rout right now. This whole second district race, I got to call him tomorrow. I say, I can't believe even my friend Roby Brock's poll, which I know is always good. But now there are others that are saying that it's right where he put it. I shouldn't be surprised. But I have a hard time believing that in this district, once you get outside of Little Rock, Joyce Elliott is going to compete seriously with French Hill. But if this temperament is such, if this among suburban women, among the elderly. Have you seen the latest polls among the elderly? Like, I'm suggesting, Roby, something may be happening, and I'd like to have it on the record that I knew it might be happening in case it does happen. All right?
Roby Brock is with our content partner, Talk Business and Politics, and John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. They discuss political matters and more most Tuesdays on Ozarks at Large. You can hear more from this conversation at talkbusiness.net. You can also read Brummett's columns, including the one he mentioned today, at arkansasonline.com.